Hi everyone, my name is Maya and I'm currently in my second year as an art student. Our course covers a wide variety of visual arts and crafts, which keeps things really exciting. When the term started, I fully expected our main focus to be working with acrylics, since they are so versatile. But as it turned out, we've actually dedicated most of our classes to mastering watercolors, a medium that I've genuinely grown to love for its delicate washes.
Recently, our tutor introduced a rather unique craft assignment. Instead of just drawing on standard pads, we were tasked with manufacturing our very own sketchbooks from scratch. We had to find materials for the front and back covers first. I initially considered cutting up some stiff plastic sheets I found at home. However, I eventually decided that thick cardboard would provide a much more stable and traditional foundation for what I had in mind.
Once the covers were sorted, we had to source the inside pages. A few enthusiastic students actually attempted to create their own handmade paper from wood pulp, which looked incredibly messy. I took a slightly different route and simply gathered a large stack of recycled paper that was going to be thrown away in the studio. It gave the inside of the book a wonderful, textured and rustic appearance.
The next challenge was figuring out how to securely bind the pages and the covers together. A lot of my classmates chose to sew the spine using thick cotton thread, which looked really neat, but I wanted something a bit more durable, so I sourced a strip of scrap leather and used that to bind the edges. It gave the whole sketchbook a highly professional finish.
Then came the most exciting part, embellishing the covers. We were instructed to select a complex, intricate motif to decorate the front. I toyed with the idea of drawing a fierce eagle, but after browsing through some ancient mythology books in the college archives, I settled on an elaborate dragon for my design. It just felt much more magical and challenging to draw.
To make this cover illustration truly stand out, I had to choose the right medium for the line work. I briefly considered pressing silver foil onto the surface to give it a metallic look. In the end, though, I carefully applied gold paint with a very fine brush. It caught the light perfectly and gave the creature a brilliant warm shine.
I wanted to add a sort of three-dimensional effect to my intricate motif, so I looked for extra embellishments. I brought in some tiny shells from a recent trip to the beach, but they just didn't suit the mythical theme. So I switched tactics and glued on several colourful glass beads to represent the creature's glittering scales, which worked beautifully.
Now that my sketchbook is complete, I carry it absolutely everywhere with me. When I started, I assumed I'd primarily use it to sketch portraits of my friends in the cafeteria. Interestingly enough, sketching landscapes has become my main activity whenever I find a quiet spot outside. It's just so relaxing.
At the end of the project, we all presented our finished sketchbooks to the class. Our tutor is notoriously strict and usually focuses on how neat and tidy our work is. To my surprise, he didn't mention neatness at all. Instead, he described my overall creation as highly imaginative, which was a massive compliment coming from him.
We're actually going to put all the sketchbooks on public display next month. Usually, the best student artwork gets sent down to the local gallery in the town centre. This time, however, the exhibition is being set up in the college library, meaning all the students and staff on campus will have the chance to see our hard work. It's going to be fantastic.